Hey everybody, welcome to Blips, episode 6. Yes, I'm alive and well, I'm back on the podcast. I'm sorry I've been away. Been dealing with a lot, doing a lot over the past month. Been spending a lot of time with family. I had a lot of different family things happen, some good, some bad. Been working a lot, too much sometimes. but I did want to do an episode of Blips. Just to let you know that I am planning another podcast episode, a long-form Vince Salerno podcast episode, soon. A lot of stuff regarding Endgame and the future of the MCU that I'm planning, so that stuff is in the works and should be coming out this month, very soon. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys an update on that, and we're going to talk about some toys, the Toy Story 4 stuff. By now, we can stop freaking out about the merchandising because we finally got some Toy Story toys and merch in stores. It feels like forever that we've been speculating about when it's going to come out and waiting, and then the stores didn't have them. I guess here in the Midwest, it's like 2 days after launch days when we get them because, none of my stores that I go to, my Targets or Walmarts or Barnes & Noble, they didn't have anything for the first day that it was supposed to release all the toys. Like, that Monday I checked Target, nothing. It wasn't until Tuesday night, Wednesday morning that I went into Target. Well, I talked to somebody on... I went into Target and talked to somebody, and they said, oh yeah, we're going to set them up today. And I was like, well, is it okay if I, like, wait around until you guys set them up? It's like, well, it's going to take a couple hours because there's a lot of them. It's a whole shelf. So I was like, I'll take my chances. So I waited around and it was an hour or so. And so I was like debating, gosh, is this even worth it? So I went home thinking I'll come back tomorrow morning. Maybe they'll be up. Went back the next day and sure enough, they were there. And I was so happy. They didn't have anything I wanted. I'm looking to get the Toy Story Collection Bo Peep and the Toy Story Collection Ducky and Bunny, the new additions to the collection series. They weren't there. They weren't there at all. I was willing to put $100 down right then and there, and they were not anywhere present. The one thing that was remotely close to something I want to put in the collection was they have this this Toy Story Collection Barbie from, I guess the fourth movie, because she cameos in that clip, but mainly from the third movie. So I did pick that one up discreetly. it's not always... you know, people will kind of look down at a young man that looks like he's in his early 20s walking out of a Target with a Barbie doll in his hand, but it was for the collection, and so yeah, I have the Toy Story Barbie doll in my Toy Story collection, so I was happy about that, and that was 3 or 4 weeks ago. Since then, I've gotten a couple other additions to my Toy Story collection. Not for the Signature Collection series, that is, but I've been picking up some of the other Toy Story 4 toys. I have 3 of the 7-inch figures. I have Buzz, Woody, and Bo Peep. I actually picked up Woody on my way to go see Endgame for the second time. Just spontaneous buy. I figured wasn't sure I wanted to give these 7-inch figures a chance just because, well, those of you who follow me know that I collect the 6-inch scale figures that are about 5 to 6 inches tall, and these are pretty big figures. They're 7 inches, but they're tall. Woody's about 8.5, and so I wasn't sure if I was gonna really enjoy them then. But I picked up Woody thinking maybe if I have to pick up one, it's got to be my favorite character. So I picked up Woody, and I love it. The articulation is so great. We haven't had a fully articulated Toy Story toy like this for a while. I can't remember the last time we got one like that that wasn't super expensive. You know, he's not fully detailed. There's some little details missing on the shirt specifically. It's yellow, but it doesn't have the red lines going up and down. But it's a minor detail. Overall, the figure is great. They got some 3D technology going on, printing on the eyes and stuff. It's great. But then once I got Woody, I was like, well, shoot, if I'm going to get a Woody toy, like, cardinal rule of buying any Toy Story toys, if you're going to get a Woody, you got to get a Buzz Lightyear to go with that Woody. So I went out to Target, or no, I actually got Woody at Walmart. I got Woody at Walmart. He was actually cheaper at Walmart than he was at Target. So I think they're like $9.84 at Walmart, and at Target they're like $9.99. So I'd say go to Walgreens or go to Walmart and you'll get them cheaper. It's only like 50 cents less, but it's worth it. Anyways, I went to Target and got Buzz. I didn't realize the price differences between Target and Walmart until I went and got Buzz, and I was like, oh shoot. But I had him in my hand. I wasn't going to wait to go to Target, or Walmart. So I got Buzz, and Buzz ended up being good. His articulation is also really good. He had more issues with the paint than I would have liked. Not necessarily with the paint job. The paint job is great, but there are parts on this figure that should be painted that aren't, like the joints he has, the gray colored joints on the shoulders. They're painted. On the elbows, they're not. There's some green parts on his legs that aren't painted correctly. His jetpack, there's some purple missing in the back. There's just a lot of touch-ups need to be done. Just think I might try to do my first like customization on the toy and try to finish the job, because it's really frustrating. But again, he has the 3D printing for the eyes, also for all the buttons and the stickers he has, so he's great. And after I got Buzz, I started warming up to these 7-inch figures, so I figured, why not just get more? So I noticed the Bo Peep, and I noticed she has, like, just based on the joints that I saw she had in stores, because the packaging is built to where you can sort of play with the joints and sort of move the figures around even though they're packaged up. She was very well articulated and had a lot of posability and stuff, more so than Woody and Buzz, to be honest. Also, she came with one accessory, her cane. So yeah, ended up getting Bo Peep, and so now I have 3 out of the however many 7-inch figures they are, and I mean, I like them. I really like them. They're fun figures. Right now, they're displayed on my windowsill and the inside. I like them. You know, I mean, we don't get a lot of these 6-7-inch action figures for Toy Story very often. So, yeah, I mean, and they're a good price. Like, you know, normally these figures cost about $20. These are about $9 to $10, depending on where you get them. So I don't know if I'm gonna get the whole collection. Like, there's still like a Jesse, Rex, Slinky, Ducky, Bunny, Dookaboom, Forky, and they're coming out with Tinny from Tin Toy, who's confirmed to be a character in the movie. That's super cool. I'm super excited about that, just as a Pixar fan. They're gonna have the name of the villain. Oh, Gabby. She's gonna have her own 7-inch figure. Of course, there's the 2-pack with Benson and Woody with like a weird, really awkward looking scared face. And then there's another set coming out with tiny little versions of the Combat Carl figures that are gonna be in the movie. I don't know if I'm going to get... Oh, I keep tripping over chips. I don't know if I'm going to get all those figures, but I'm definitely going to keep collecting these. I definitely want the Dookaboom and Forky figures, because I like those characters. They seem like they're going to be a lot of fun. I'm kind of taking a liking to the Funko Pops for Toy Story 4. I don't collect a lot of Funko Pops. I think I have, before this new one that I got, I think I had like 2, and they're both from Doctor Who. This one is Bo Peep, and she has a Giggle McDimples, which honestly, if you're a Toy Story Signature Collection fan, this Giggle McDimples that comes with the Funko Pop Bo could probably work for like the Toy Story Collection. She's, you know, small enough to fit on... Yeah, she's small enough to fit on my Woody shoulder, so if you don't want to buy another Bo Peep just to get Giggle McDimples, you can always do that. Unless they come out with the Giggle McDimples version for the Signature Collection. We'll see. But yeah, I ended up getting that Funko Pop. I think she's a Target exclusive. Or... no, sorry, I guess not. I guess that's just the typical version. It's just... it's Bo Peep with her cape, her cane. It's her new look. I'm going to get most of these Funko Pops. I like, you know... I don't get a lot of Funko Pops because to me they're like... you know, they're like things you put on your desk at work. And I don't have a desk, but... I mean, I do, but I don't. But if I'm going to get any whole series of Funko Pops, it's going to be for Toy Story. So I got Bo Peep. I'll probably get Woody and Buzz and definitely the Zucky and Bunny. I'll probably get all of them, you know? Why the hell not? So that's what's going on in the world of Toy Story 4 collecting. Of course, we're now, what... 5 weeks away. We're halfway there, guys. Super exciting. I cannot wait to see this movie. Still my most anticipated of the year, and hopefully it'll be the best of the year. All right, the next thing I want to talk about really quickly is we finally have the trailer for It Chapter 2. It finally dropped. It is super creepy. I made the mistake of watching it this morning with all the lights off and the curtains drawn, so double scary. We open with this weird scene with this old lady who may or may not be like a weird like daughter to Pennywise. I think that's what they're insinuating with that, like Pennywise was this old lady's dad, or maybe she just was Pennywise disguised as an old woman. I don't know. It's all weird, but it's all good because it's supposed to be. Yeah, it was cool seeing Jessica Chastain in the role of Beverly. She really fits into this role very well. Like, it's almost seamless. Like, if you were to just show me the trailer, not tell me any of the cast members, and just show me it, like, oh my gosh, Bill Hader's playing Richie, and James McAvoy's playing the main kid, and Jessica Chastain's playing Beverly. Like, if you were to just like not tell me any of the casting announcements and just show me the trailer blind, I would have been like, yeah, that's totally the characters. I mean, casting is just spot on. I love it. I think people are even now still shocked that Bill Hader, of all people, is in It Chapter 2, because I don't think anybody was expecting that. It's funny that a lot of people kind of called these casting decisions before they're even made. Like, some people were like, oh, they gotta cast James McAvoy as the main kid. I'm forgetting the main kid's name. I think it's Bill. Yeah, it's Bill. Or people were like, everybody was saying Jessica Chastain even before she was cast. And then it was like gift from God that she was cast. Like, the casting is just spot on. Not a lot else to this trailer. I mean, it's just a kind of a basic teaser, but some of the other clips that I really enjoyed were the shot of Pennywise, and he's got like that square shape of balloons that's kind of carrying him across the sky as Richie's looking up at him. I love that shot. It's just so creepy and funny and just so Pennywise. Another shot of like just this giant like invasion of red balloons. Like, this movie's gonna be bonkers. I think it's gonna be a lot scarier because it's dealing with the same things but on an adult level now. And I think the scare factor is gonna go up all the way. Like, I mean, we got shots of Pennywise ripping his face off. Holy crap! And he's still terrorizing kids. That final shot at the end, I think, is another one of my favorites. Is hello. Do you want a balloon? Do you want two balloons? it's so bad. This movie is about clowns murdering children, and I'm so into it. I mean, and I love it, the first It, because I love the 80s, first of all. I love the themes of friendship and standing up for each other. I think there's a lot of like subtle Christian symbolism with it, whether that was implied or not. I think it's very much a part of the movie, and that's what made me love the first one so much. And I haven't seen the first movie since the first time I saw it, which is surprising because I love this movie. It's my favorite, one of my favorite horror films. In fact, yeah, I think the last time I saw it was that time, and it was with my now ex-girlfriend. She didn't see the movie the same way I did, which I guess is a telling sign for why we're not together anymore, so it all works out in the end. But yeah, It Chapter 2. Love the teaser. Want more. Also, I think the trailer definitely sort of put away any speculation the series could continue after Chapter 2. I think they had the tagline like, witness the end of It. It being, you know, It. So I think they're definitely going to cap it off after this one. Like, this is kind of be like an event film, you know? Like, it's the part two final conclusion to this two-part story. There's really nothing else to go off of after this, especially with the book only being, you know, about the younger versions and the adult versions. So, yeah, I haven't read the book. Maybe I should. I actually, my sister owns a copy of it. I'll have to ask her if she can let me borrow it. If I get around to it. I have no time to read anything right now. But yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about, guys. Toy Story 4 toys are hitting stores, and It Chapter 2 has a teaser, and it's out, and it's great, and it's going to be a freaking scary movie. I can't wait. Yeah, and again, I will be returning to the Vince Salerno podcast very soon. I have a spoiler-filled Endgame review that I'm planning, and I also want to talk about the future of the MCU. I'm trying to get special guests for both of those episodes. One of them will probably involve Carly Tweehouse, because we did the Captain Marvel review together, and we talked about what's going to happen in Endgame, and let's see if either of us read about our predictions, because most likely we were not. And that's all I got. So thank you all for watching Blips, or watching, listening to Blips episode 6. Hope you guys are enjoying these little blips as I have time to make them, since the podcast kind of takes time to set up and then edit. So hopefully this will subside you guys until I have time to make the next episode. So tune in next time. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. God bless, and peace out.